Beis Tefillah. Today's shiur, we will be discussing Shavuos, the first shiur, and the second shiur will be more of a lochic aspect to Shavuos. I think it's critical to know and to define when is the pinnacle of Shavuos, Chag Matan Torah. When is it? Is it at night? Is it having Kiddush? Perhaps it's eating cheesecakes? What is the Shavuos? Maybe it's a sleeping after you've been learning the whole night and collapsing into bed. When is the big moment, the spitz of Shavuos? Any ideas? Let me share with you three opinions I've heard, I've met, and I think they're all very important to know. Rabbi Yoshiv, this I heard from his grandson. Welcome, Mr. Fleischman. Rabbi Yoshiv said, the pinnacle of Shavuos is Kriyas HaTorah of Shachris. I would like to bring support to what he says. In the Yalkut Shimoni, Parashas Yisroi, on the pasuk b'chodesh ha'shlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim b'yoyim hazeh bo midbar Sinai. What is the Torah emphasizing by saying ha'yoyim hazeh? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Bonai ha'yu koirin es ha'parsha hazu b'chol shona v'shona. Every year read this parsha v'ani ma'aleh aleichem. Says the Yalkut, the Torah is emphasizing to us that you could be that you yourselves by reading this parasha, when we're reading the parasha and accepting upon ourselves all Torah, mekablim es haTorah, v'mei yomamesh oimed lefnei haSinai. So this obviously is it. This is the big moment. I'd like to give more support for this idea. The Ramchal in Sefer Derech Hashem has a very important insight. He says the following, that whenever there's a big moment in Jewish history, so the awe that came about at that time comes back every year at the same period. The light that used to shine on one of those times, when that tkufa comes back in the yearly cycle, Ya'ir aleinu or me'ein ha'or harishayin, that light shines back. And he says, "Val derech ze chag haShavuos leMatan Torah." On Kabbalah haTorah 3,000 years ago, there was the awe of Kabbalah haTorah shone. So every year it comes back. The awe of Kabbalah haTorah returns. So it's there. The awe is shining. The awe of Kabbalah haTorah. Okay. Ramchal number two, the Derech Hashem, talking about the takonas of Kriyas haTorah. Says the Ramchal, there's the takona, general takona, that we have. We read the Torah portions to finish the cycle, and we have another takona that every Yom Tov we read the applicable parashas that are relevant to that time. And he says the following: Ra'oi shenikra ba'parashos hanoigos inyanim ahem. worthwhile reading the parashas that are relevant to those times. Lechazek ha'oros hayomim. It strengthens the light of those days. Alidei korach ha'toyroh. Shuakorach ha'yoyser chazak shesh lanu. When we read the Torah, when those lights are shining, we are nailing in those lights with Korach HaTorah. We're getting a double. It's the Torah on those lights, on those lights. The Mela, all this is great support for Rav Yoshe Taina. The Ikar, Mitzvah Hayoyim, the pinnacle of Shavuos is the Kriyas HaTorah of Maimed Har Sinai, the Na'aseh V'Nishma. That's the biggest moment of Shavuos. Because we're nailing in, combining together the awe of the time plus the Torah emphasizes over here Yom Hazeh, special inyan to read this parasha. But Yom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, by reading the parasha you mamash as if Yom Hazeh B'Pnei Har Sinai. A friend of mine told me, used to live in Ofakim, that Rav Pinkus, before the Kriyas HaTorah, would go walk around the shul and wake everyone up. Whoever was asleep, he would scream at them. You stayed up the whole night, what for? For now. So now you're going to sleep. This is it. So that's the first opinion of Yoshev Shita. Kriya Sator Shavuos is the moment. Rabbi Yoshev's Mechutin was called Rabbi Chaim Brim, a big tzaddikim of Yerushalayim. And once I was zeicha to hear a vat from him, and he claimed the pinnacle of Shavuos is Nishmas. We say Shachris. If the Simcha of the Torah, we're saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nishmas, Elef Alfa Elofim, thank Hashem. In his opinion, this is it. It's the peak of Shavuos, the best you can get. In a different sefer, I saw an edus about the Chazon Ish. It says the following: Amadnu b'tfila shachris u'shvuos ma'achrei kisos l'Chazon Ish. This person was testifying. I was standing there behind his chair. Reinu shigia lebirkas avo rabo kol gufa is da'zeya. His whole body was shaking. V'smeigeg v'pchi mo yelet katan. He was crying like a little baby, like a child. Pasha crying. From the beginning of Avar Abba till the end. And it was Shalekha Dalkoi, because the rest of the year he wouldn't exhibit any external crying. Even places where other tzaddikim, you may see it, but Chazanisha wasn't evident. But when Avar Abba Shavuos, he was crying like Moyelet Katan. And he quotes the Roshan of the Chazon Ish, Im yiske odom, shiyimas levovei b'pchi. If a person would be zeicha to melt his heart with crying, b'tfilas Avar Abba, v'yispalel mekerev liboy, and to daven from the depths of his heart, shiyichoneinu v'yavineinu ha-Torah, Hashem should be, give him and help him understand the Torah. Muftachu shetfiloso nishmas. Such a tefillah, mi'oimek ha'lev, a person's crying, yearning for to receive the Torah, to understand the Torah, it's muftach, it's einu chazeres reikom. It'll make a big impression. So these are the three shittas. But when is the pinnacle of Shavuos? Is it the Kriyas HaTorah? Is it the Nishmas or the Avar Abba? Now, I didn't choose to say this over just as abstract thinking. I think it's very important to know this. Because what is the common denominator to all these shittas? What's the tzad ha-shoveh? Huh? What? It's shachris. L'kol ha-deez v'kol ha-shittas. The Spitz of Shavuos is Shachris. Therefore, if a person doesn't plan ahead, and make a real plan. If he ends up killing his shachris, if he's falling asleep, yotza schara b'efseitoy. There's no question about it. Yotza schara b'efseitoy. And that's exactly what the Chidor writes. Let me read his Lashon. Says the Chidor, whoever is zoicha to stay up all night, you should know, hakol alecha chara chisum. Like in Yom Kippur, you have the Ne'ilah. It's the chisum of Yom Kippur. He says, therefore, ispalel tefillah, atfillah v'kriya shma ka'igen. Also, you see from here that the chisum, this is the spitz. He also says the same aside. It's the kriya shma and the tefillah of shachris. And therefore, be careful. Pen yisnam neim b'kriya shma b'brachas. Don't fall asleep during kriya shma or during the birkas kriya shma. V'az yotze schoroi b'efseidoi. He zilzel be kriya shema be brachos va'or va'kosim chaslimu dalayla ki bite kriya shema ubir brachos levatola. He says it very clearly. If you kill your shachris, it wasn't worth it. The ganze simcha of learning all night was very nice. You tofas hatofel ubital sa'ikar. Therefore what? Therefore you have to make a plan. If you know how important shachris is, then this could invigorate you. And this, because the adraba, you know this is it. It's gabel kari. You can make it happen. I knew people who would stay up by the Olympic Games. So they'll stay up all night. The Chavez was in America, wherever it was. So they'll stay up all night to watch whoever they wanted to watch. I guarantee you didn't fall asleep. Because if you're very excited about something, you're there. You have koichas. You have to know it's important. So if we know that this is it, it's mamash goyim to fnei Sinai, he'll give you koichas. And if not, then go to sleep. Yes, go to sleep. As they zogt, many, many gdoila poiskim. The Sidwa Yaiva, the Pele Yoetz, it's better you should sleep a bit, but you wait for Shachris. The Sidwa Yaiva, he says, don't feel bad, you need to sleep a bit, you know, I have a riot for you. Even in Matan Torah they went to sleep. The Magen Avraham, the other way around. You see, they went to sleep. So you think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we're in the Golos. So we go to sleep, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be upset. But frat, you're going to Shem Shamayim. If you're going to sleep in order to daven, they're upset at them all. Don't worry about it. Some people, by the Hasidim especially, they stay up all night. By Lois HaShachar, they go to sleep. And they daven later.
Is that better?
No, you can't kill your shachris. That's better than killing your shachris, that's for sure.
So you stay up all night, then when everyone's going to daven, you go home, go to sleep.
And they daven, they make sure that they have a meal later on.
Is it better to go to sleep in the middle of the morning and daven early? Or to stay up all night and learn? And then go to sleep, and then at the later beginning.
They hold that's better. They hold you can stay up all night, then you sleep to have koach, and then you daven shachris, slow shachris. And another thing that happens, by the way, the minyanim that are catering for people who are up all night, that some of them they im choitfin, loshen rav vozna. They push it.
Are you saying that's a better thing to do?
I'm saying the various options that could be done. You could either sleep the beginning of the night, get up early in the later part of the night, and you're learning, you're earlier for shachris. Everyone has to make their own plan, the kitzah. But the yisrael must be, you have to have a good shacharis. That has to be. Nothing justifies killing your shacharis. How does yotzei schar b'hefseidah? To sleep at night is not an issur d'oraita or an issur d'rabbanan. All things are zoya. It's for people who can do both. If you can't do both, shacharis comes first. It's your chiyuv. Zoya is not a chiyuv. The kol ha'deis. Rav Ozner writes, I myself, I'm up the whole night and I daven shacharis b'slavos. Well, it's every person to himself. Many people haven't heard the end of Megillas Ruth since they left kindergarten. It was the only last time they heard the end was the Ganenet when he told them the end of Megillas Ruth. Since then they never heard the end. They hear the first few words and thus it does.
Yeah,
because what, they read it again?
The second day.
Ah, yeah, it was the second day. Uh-huh. Very good. Uh-huh. Good.
Always.
Yeah. Okay, good. They should make a special Megillas Ruth in Mincha time. Fine.
But that would be if you can't set Megillas first, then you should go to sleep or.
So it should be done. The Gemara in Psochim brings a machlokes, a stir in Psukim. Says the Gemara, one pasuk says, Atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha. One pasuk says, Atzeres t'yelochem. Okay, that. Rabbi Yezer says, either kulu l'Hashem or kulu l'chem. Rabbi Shua says, Chalkeu, half-half. It's Medrash, Yeshev Hashoyne. Yoshev Shoyse Voichel says the Gemara, but on Atzeres, Hakol Moedim Debein Olami Lochem. When it comes to Shavuos, everyone agrees that you have to entail Lochem. Says Rashi, Oichel Veshoyse Laharoi Shonoyach Umakubal Yoim Zeh Shnit No Baitoyo Yisrael. To eat and drink to show that it's Noyach Umakubal. It's quite amazing. We would expect, of all days, Shavuos, Kabbalah Satoira, surely should be a day that we should adore, we should be sitting and learning all day. On Kabbalah Satoira, we should be eating and drinking. It's mind-boggling. Fakir, you got the Torah, so surely you like it. Learn all day. Chazal teaches no adorable. Hakol Moedim, Batzeres, Be'ina Nami Lochem. Got to eat and drink. Why indeed? And what's special about Shavuos? What about Pesach? Pesach, very important. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Emuna. Why is it by Pesach? We don't find Hakol Moedim, the Be'inon, Lochem, because Yoim Zesher, Tzatzim Mitzrayim. Why not? What's special about Shavuos? Because Kibbalnu Tzat Torah, so what? Says the Beis HaLevi, in Parshas Mishpatim, there's a special reason why we have to eat and drink on Shavuos, because of our guf. The guf deserves to be fed. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to receive the Torah. And in Shamayim there was fierce opposition. Who was in opposition? Was it Yair Lapid? Who was up there? Who was it that was against Moshe to receive the Torah? The Malachim said, give the Torah to them. We will keep the Torah by Tahara. We're not going to sin. We should give the Torah by us. Hashem Baruch Hu told Moshe and give an answer, respond. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, says, Reich Hashem Elokecho, what you do avoid the Zora? Le'elcha Zim Achirim Klum says Le'signoiv Le'sirtzach Le'sinaf Do you have these things? Yesh kina b'neichem. So you see, the Torah is meant for us. And that's how we want. That's how we got the Torah. Meila. What enabled us to get the Torah? It's our guf. Because we have a guf. Because we have yetzer hara. Because we're gashmi. Kina, sina, niuf, ritzicha. That's us. We have a guf that wants all these things, does all these things. Oh, so that gave us the Torah. And that's chus. Meila, that's why b'inim ami lachem, the guf deserves it. As the Oznaim Torah defines it, the whole year round we suffer from the guf. The guf drives us crazy. Instead of us doing the right things, we have to all the time fight with our guf. Once a year, we gain that of the guf. So we have to have kohas atoyv. Therefore, we feed it. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Yisroi, where he defines it, Binu Lachem, because the purpose of the Torah is to mekadesh the whole. The biggest ilui is to uplift and to. The physical should come spiritual. That's why we're taught to be eating from the Orish of Yosin. Sadiqi Yoshvim, the Suda, all these terms describing the Olam Habo, the world to come, is the elevation of the Chol, that the Chol should become Kodesh. That's what the Torah is for. The Torah is to live in this world and elevate the physical. And therefore, that's the way it's supposed to be. That through the physical, to achieve the spiritual. So, Meila, Dafkon Shavuos, there's a mitzvah of eating and drinking in the right way, and to be happy, that the group should also be happy. Some people have tariag problems. Some people feel the Torah is a bunch of problems. There's a problem we can't work on Shabbos, problem we can't drive on Shabbos, a problem we can't have seafoods. Certain, we have problems. They try to resolve them. You can make, there's something, the pork, there's a kosher pork they invented, that you can have something that tastes the same. It's kosher, gavaldik, boss of a cholov is a problem, all sorts of things are problems. That's how they view Judaism. But what's the MS? It's the problems, it's the opportunities. It's a source. Right? When it's a challenge. It's not a problem. People ride these bicycle races in France, whatever it's called. But you have to race up the hill. But what's it called? What? You said it. So, it's a problem. They're angry. It's a challenge. I want to be first. I'm going to be able to cycle up all those mountains and then be number one. It's a challenge. They're not upset. Adarabba. They're excited to do it. They register. They want to be part of the race. So that's why we have to look at the Torah. That we're happy. The group has to be happy. We're happy. It's not tariag problems. It's tariag opportunities to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah we do, we're building a world, a spiritual world. And every aveira we refrain from is also a tremendous mitzvah. And therefore the guf has to be happy. And that's why even ladies that not even mitzvah Talmud Torah, but they also have to show that they're happy. They should also be having cheesecakes on Yom Tov. It's not just for the men. They should also be having cheesecakes and geschmacka food. Because the Laharasun that Nerachum Akubal, Yom Tov Shnei Dibur Torah. We're lucky, Baksha, we're happy, we're proud that we have the Torah mitzvahs. We have things we do and things we don't do. We're happy about them all because they're all opportunities to get Kirvas Hashem. Fine, so we discussed that's Shavuos, right? Simchas HaShavuos. So I'm going to ask another question. What is the essence of Shavuos? Oh. So, obviously, as you just said, correctly, the simcha of Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is secondary. But the yisoid of Shavuos is Kabbalah HaTorah. It's the nasiv and ishma. Now, Kabbalah HaTorah happens every year afresh. How do I know? Two rayas. Raya number one is halacha. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, you cannot let blood on Erev Shavuos. There's zakana to let blood out on Erev Shavuos. Why? Says the Gemara, because there's a special shade called Tavuach, and he was there when Am Yisrael were at Har Sinai in Mekablim Satoyah Mutov, and if they won't accept the Torah, he'll be Tavuach, he'll slaughter them and their blood. Special shade called Tavuach. Tavuach. Special shade, this is Gemara in Shabbos. And therefore, every year there's a sakana of letting God in Erev Shavuos, because that shade is around. Because you're not mekabel the Torah, then he has a class to be Tavuachas. It's Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Made Gzira every Yom Tov Atu Shavuos.
What was he doing?
He's there. There's a very dangerous shade around. If we're not mekabel the Torah,
a demon.
A certain demon, right? Now, in Toimar, that this is a story of 3,000 years ago. Mazka Shuleinu, how does this connect to us? You see that every year the shade is there. Every year the shade is waiting to see if we're mekabel the Torah or not. See, the Kabbalah HaTorah is something that happens every year. Plus, the Medrash said before, another raya is Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches. Yerushalmi points out about the Musafim, the Karbonis, that I have to bring every Moed. There's Karbonis you bring for Pesach, Karbonis you bring for Sukkot. These are the Musafim. There's a difference between the Karbonis of Shavuos versus the Karbonis of all the Yomim Tovim, and with no exceptions. In all Yomim Tovim, you bring a Chatos. The Torah says, bring a Chatos. Only by Shavuos, the Torah deletes the word Chatos. It says Sirizim. It doesn't say Chatos. You check it out, you'll see. Parshas Pinchos, wherever it is. Read them all. Every single Yom Tov says Chatos. With just by Shavuos, there's no Chatos. Farvos, why is the Chatos missing? Says Yerushalmi, because Mikiva Omerem Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Mikivan Shekibalta Baleichem Ol Torah, Ma'ala Ani Aleichem Kilu Loi Chatosim Yemeichem. By accepting Ol Torah, as if you didn't sin, there's no need for a Chatos. That was 3,000 years ago. Why is it today we don't have to bring a Chatos? Vice versa. You see that even today we have been covering the Old Torah. The Old Torah happens every year. See? If it's a one time, that it was 3,000 years ago, why should we pass it from a Chatos today? The Musafim is every year, Chiyuv Musaf. So you see that every year there's a Kabbalah HaTorah. It's not just a one time occurrence. See, the Seid of Shavuos is Kabbalah HaTorah. That's the Seid. After you're Mekabel HaTorah, then you can add on the Simcha, cheesecakes, but it still is Kabbalah HaTorah. There was once a couple, they had an anniversary. The husband says, let's go out, let's celebrate our anniversary. They go out to this special restaurant. Ayin Rasa. What's over there, it's impossible to describe. is that describing colors to a blind man? In the Taiv and the Shire, the Ma'adanim, the delicious things that are served over there, and the husband's ordering and eating. When no one's looking, putting into his bag, taking some home, mamish geschmack. He's mamish having a great time celebrating his anniversary, happy occasion. And his wife is sitting across him, and she's crying. She's sad, depressed, and crying. So we ask him, what are you doing? I'm celebrating my anniversary. What could be better? We ask him, why are you crying? I've got to tell you, my husband, he ignores me, doesn't speak to me, doesn't care about me, doesn't listen to me. When he has nothing else to do, kipshutoi, there's nothing else happening, his phone's not ringing, he's already read all his emails, he's finished his Facebook friends, then perhaps he may look at me. But otherwise, why shouldn't I cry? This what type of anniversary is this? Abaytai. Therefore, Shavuos is our anniversary. We're celebrating. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we zeichet to have the Torah. We have these ma'adanim, delicious cheesecakes, milky stuff, gewaldik. We're celebrating, we're so happy. But the shaila is, how does the Torah feel? If the Torah feels that we ignore her, if the Torah feels that we only look at her when we have nothing else to do, if we come home and we're busy doing other things, but we don't listen to what the Torah has to say, then maybe she's crying. It's not the geshmak, it's not a good anniversary. If it stays in Shulchan Aruch, have you conveyed him that Torah? So what happens? The boss says you've got to come to work. No one skips away from work. The boss says, everyone shows up. You're tired, you're hungry, you're not in the mood. You show up at work. If you don't show up at work, you won't be there for long. So the boss says you've got to come. Everyone comes, like it or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, be kaveitim la Torah. But if I have nothing else to do, then maybe I'll come. But if anything crops up, schmoozing here and there, then I'm busy. Sorry. So it comes out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gone off from the boss. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is less. It's a chiyuv gomu. Chiyuv gomu kaveitim la Torah. Shouldn't miss it. Likewise, for the wife as well. She doesn't tell her husband skip work. The boss says you have to come. You have to show up. But when you come home at night, now you're mine. 1 second. But there's a boss who says I have to kaveitim la Torah. Rabbi, for Shavuos to be real, we have to mekabel atzmeinu all Torah. And all Torah means listen to what the Torah says. And this at least should be something real that every person has to be kaveitim la Torah. Cannot be that they do not kaveitim. Then indeed, Shavuos will be a day of celebration. And both the Chosen and the Kala will be celebrating and enjoying each other. Happy with each other. But it can't be that the Torah is secondary. It says at least as Choshev as your boss. It has to be on the same level at least. If you show up for your boss, you've got to show up for your Shir, show up for your Chavrusa, show up for your Kriyas Yitim HaTorah. That's what it has to be. The Shlo brings down the same with Rosh Hashanah as the Yom HaDin, the new cycle. Hashem evaluates who's an efficient worker, who helps out in the big plan, who's in the way, who's interfering. End of year, the whoever's in charge of the store, the Mnail, looks into the products, which products sell well, let's invest in those products, which products are just in the way, no one's buying them, maybe they're causing damage, get rid of them. In every system there always has to be evaluations. That's what happens Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah's new cycle, Kadosh Baruch Hu evaluates mi chye, mi yamus. Who should I invest in? Who should I get rid of? That's Rosh Hashanah. Likewise on Shavuos, during Kabbalah Satorah, there's a reevaluation. Who is serious? Let's give him Siyat Ishmaya. Let's help him. Let's get him along. Let's take away his tirdos off him so he can increase his limud Torah. Who's not interested? So let's keep him busy with other things on his mind. So that's what Shavuos is. If we'll show us simcha, indeed will be a genuine Kabbalah Satorah, and show that it's important to us, we'll be Zeicher B'Zad Hashem. So Gzeirah is Teva, we'll be able to enjoy our learning, grow in our learning, us and our families, the Kehila, and everyone else. Okay, our next share will be discussing Dinim Doraisa of Simcha. What is entailed in Simcha? Very important topics. What's, as the Gaon of Vilna says, it's the hardest mitzvah to keep. Simcha Sachag is one of the hardest mitzvahs to keep. So we'll be discussing Simcha, Doraisa Drabonon, how to do it yourself, your family. Yisro Koyach, thank you very much. Have a good Yom Tov.